This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, July 26th, 2022. Yesterday was the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners meeting, and Dr. Allison Berry, Public Health Officer for Jefferson and Clallam Counties, and Willie Bentz, Director of Emergency Management, spoke to the commissioners. Nationwide, COVID-19 infections are up 19%, and hospitalizations are rising 15%. Deaths from COVID are up 38%. So 400 people are dying every day across the USA. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 786 per 100,000, an increase over last week. One person is currently hospitalized. 143 new cases were added this week for a total of 5,178 cases. No deaths this week, so 30 people have died due to COVID-19 in Jefferson County since the pandemic began. In Clallam County, the two-week case rate is 604 per 100,000, also a slight increase, 260 new cases, so the total cases now stand at 14,503. Three people are currently hospitalized, and there was one death last week, for a total of 118 deaths in Clallam County since the pandemic began. The latest death this past week in Clallam County was a previously healthy man in his 30s who was unvaccinated. Dr. Berry answered questions from the commissioners and KPTZ listeners about pediatric vaccines, monkeypox, the Novavax vaccine, breakthrough cases, returning to school, the myth of sudden adult death syndrome, and other matters. Willie Bentz said that the heat we are experiencing here this week does not have a heat dome associated with it, so we will have cooling overnight every night this week. There is a heat advisory in effect for Jefferson County. You're reminded to stay hydrated and eat light meals. Wear light, loose-fitting clothing. Do not leave children or pets alone in a vehicle. Warm air does not equal warm water. Be careful of cold shock and hypothermia when recreating on the water. Use a life jacket or flotation device. Increase fire risk due to high heat and low humidity. Use caution when grilling. See the Department of Emergency Management website for cooling station locations and hours. You can also go to the jeffersoncountypublichealth.org and look under health alerts. Willie Bentz spoke a little about the all-county picnic coming up on the weekend of August 20th and 21st. The theme is resiliency, and it's about emergency prep. On Saturday, August 20th, from 11 to 4 at H.J. Carroll Park, there will be presentations and demonstrations, information booths, and distribution of fresh corn on the cob and emergency prep materials. That is followed on Sunday, August 21st, by Picnic in Place neighborhood gatherings. ACP is a collaborative effort by the Production Alliance, Jefferson County Department of Emergency Management, and Local 2020's NPREP Action Group. And there is a link on the newscast transcript of the Production Alliance website. You can listen to Dr. Allison Berry's and Willie Bentz's full remarks on our website, kptz.org. And there are links on the transcript to this newscast for the Clallam and Jefferson County websites with the latest coronavirus information. Last week was not a good week for two drivers, two trees, a truck, and a car. A Port Townsend woman on Saturday night sped through a stop sign at the end of Anderson Lake Road, where it meets State Route 20, crashed through a guardrail and plunged 50 feet down an embankment and was stopped by a tree. She was airlifted to Harborview and was released Sunday. She is being charged with speeding and DUI. Also, earlier last week, according to the Washington State Patrol and the Peninsula Daily News, a Port Angeles man left the road at Highway 112 and Graal Ramapo Road, 2.5 miles east of Joyce, driving a full-size 1979 GMC truck and lodged the truck in a tree so completely that it took firefighters several hours to remove it Wednesday. State Patrol Trooper Catherine Weatherwax said the truck appeared to have come down Graal Ramapo Road, gone airborne, and become lodged in a tree. The truck was registered to Brandon Docks, 45, of Port Angeles, according to the State Patrol. He admitted to being the driver after he was contacted at Olympic Medical Center, where he was listed in satisfactory condition earlier last week. Docks fled the scene and somehow got himself to OMC, Weatherwax said. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.